In your web design business, should you niche down or should you stay as a generalist? Which is the better path for you? Well, in this episode of Subscription Web Design, that's exactly what we're going to be covering. Man, should I niche down? Should I take the plunge, dive all into this niche that I think could be powerful and profitable for my business? Or should I be a generalist, except anyone and everyone who could possibly want a website, or for that matter, any other thing that I could possibly sell them? Which one should you choose? Well, I get asked this question probably more than almost any other question I get asked, because I am known as being a proponent of niching down. So spoiler alert, but we're going to talk through this today in a way that we've never really talked about it before. So I hope you'll find this helpful. So let's start by looking at actually some starting scenarios, all right? So assuming we have two options to work with here, right? Staying general versus going niche, which one should you start with? Should you start with niche? Should you start with general? Because I've seen both work, and so a lot of people wonder this. Well, let's take a look at the options. So personally, I am a fan of both of these approaches. I think they can work, and it really depends on the niche that you're looking at as to which path you go. Here's what each of these would look like respectively, though, okay? You start general. You start out by saying, you know what, I'm going to take anyone and everyone, because we don't even know what kind of solutions we'd like delivering yet. We don't know what solutions we can be the best in the world at yet. And so we don't know what we don't know. So we want to start general so that we can figure that out. Okay, that would be the best argument that I know of for starting as a generalist. I can accept jobs from anyone. And then I can choose, maybe if I want to later, to become an expert in a certain area or a certain kind of deliverable, and then go niche and go there. Okay, the other option, starting niche, right? You're gonna run through some sort of exercise, which I've talked about in a way earlier episode of the podcast, but you're gonna run through some sort of exercise to determine what your niche will be, right? And it's gonna be some combination of something that you're passionate about, something that you are good at, so proficient at, so passion, proficiency, and then profitable, right? You need a three-legged stool there. It's going to be something that's actually profitable for you. So if you find a niche that you're passionate about and you're proficient in, you're really good at it, you understand it well, but they don't have any money, then they're not going to be able to give you any, and you're not going to have a good business, so it's not profitable. Or if it's profitable and you're really good at it, but you also hate it, then long term, that is not going to be a sustainable business model for you. So again, you really need to have all three legs starting from a niche approach. So that's how that would work. And then what you'd do is you could stay niche, but you could use the influence that you build in that particular niche to later go general, right? Or at least, maybe if not general, at least broader, right? You could start branching out into other areas. And as I talk about this, surely you've seen opportunities where both of those paths have worked out, okay? You've seen this in other businesses and organizations. So which one should you choose? Well, let's talk about the problem of generalizing in today's world, okay? So being a generalist is tough because you are one option in a sea of very, very many. Like, have you ever noticed on your Facebook page how everybody has become a web designer, right? Everybody has become, there was especially a phase a few years ago where everybody was becoming a photographer. I mean, you could just go buy a camera and be a photographer. Well, today, man, you could just buy a laptop and be a web designer, or an iPad for that matter, and be a web designer, right? It's not hard to get started in, and that's why a lot of people start and very few people ultimately end up lasting. But it's noisy. And because it's noisy, not only is it harder to get found and harder to stand out, but the pricing that people expect has become commoditized. So it's driven very, very low. So just in general, think about, well, if you're just one in a sea of many web designers, you're going to go choose the option that is the cheapest. But now if you're a specialist, right? You're a specialist. Now the tides have turned a little bit. Now, there's not as many of you. It's not as commoditized. And there's not as many experts in your field. In fact, you start to look like a very attractive option because you stand out immediately. So as a specialist, you can charge more, you're in higher demand, and you just have a level of influence and authority that comes along with that that you don't get being a generalist, right? So being a generalist sounds quite attractive because you can accept business from anywhere. But the caveat and the catch-22 is that you may actually find you'd get business faster if you were niched down into an environment where you were seen as one of the only options and potentially even one of the best options. So when it comes to starting, should you start general or should you start niche? I have to be completely honest. I started general and then went niche. And we still do some general work, but we've niched also into membership sites and learning management systems. We're really good at it. I mean, that's our superpower. That's the thing where I could take our team and say, we're the best in the world. I mean, we're really good at this. And I'd put my team up against anybody. When it comes to general website, man, like we have fantastic designers, fantastic copywriters. We do a fantastic job. But we're not the best in the world at general websites. I feel like we're the best in the world at WordPress learning management systems. I mean, I would put our work up against anyone, okay? And that's the difference. When you're niching down, we can charge so much more for a learning management system, not just because it's more work, but also because we're specialized in that. And we're the best at it. Sure, you could choose that generalist over there who says she'll build you a learning management system. Or you could come to us and we're the experts at it, right? This is what we do. See that? It's a big difference in positioning. So specialists can charge more. They're usually in higher demand. And it's easier to generate leads, right? Think about this. There's a million web designers and they all have some kind of lead generating device on their website. Five things that your website should include, you know, or something like that, right? Kind of boring, right? Instead of something a lot more specific, like let's say that you build websites for dog kennels, right? You could build a lead generator that was something like five mistakes to avoid before building your dog kennels website, right? Something like that. So you can produce this specialized knowledge to generate more leads that are going to be targeted to exactly the kind of person that you want to work with. So it makes lead generation, sales, specialization, pricing, demand, it makes all of those things so much easier when you are niched down. So in a starting scenario case, I'm always going to recommend that you start niche and then start to broaden out from there. Okay, so start with dog kennels and then maybe you're going to go out. Maybe you do like small town, you know, like petting zoos or farms or whatever. Right? Again, however you want to think about it, you can broaden out in a way that expands naturally from that niche and then you can become as general over time as you want to. But I'm going to tell you what, you may find that you don't want to. You may find that you love serving that niche. You do a great job serving that niche. You're in demand. You're oversubscribed. You got plenty of revenue. Your business is growing. That's more than you could ever want, right? In most cases. So just a thought for you there. You may find that you enjoy the niched down version of this so much that that's just where you stay. Here's another cool thing about when you're a specialist. Okay, not only can a specialist generate leads better because of how they can actually focus their knowledge and their lead generators and all of that, but they can actually productize their knowledge too. Okay. So imagine that instead of just being a dog kennel website designer, you're actually a dog kennel expert. And one of the services you offer is a done for you website design. Now that opens up a world. You can sell books, you can sell courses, you can sell coaching cohorts, you can sell all kinds of other information products, you can sell physical products, you can sell in-person events. You can become a speaker, right? Hey, there's all of these opportunities that open up to you because you've become an expert in the thing that you're specifically passionate about, good at, and profitable. And it's a lot of client, you know, people who start out doing client work want to make a natural transition out of client work. Well, starting in a niche, man, that's the best way to transition from client work to products instead of services, right? So instead of client services, you're going to be a product-based business. You can easily add products into your client services business and even transition totally out of client services if you want to by going niche, okay? As we wrap this up, what about being able to do both? Could you simply just do both? We absolutely could. In fact, we do. I split my one company, Northmax Services, into two companies, Skyview Marketing and Pro Membership Sites. Pro Membership Sites is my niche business. Skyview Marketing is my general business, even though I guess you could argue that it's somewhat locally niched right now into my local area. Because we're doing some stuff with that, but it's still the brand under which I would put any generic website that we're building that does not fall into the category of membership site or learning management site. And many of my students and other people who are doing subscription web design will have two brands. They'll have a normal brand or a generalist brand, I guess I should say, that they'll build any kind of website under. And then they'll have a niche specialized brand that their subscription clients fall under. And sometimes that's a niche, niched by industry. Sometimes it's niched by the price point, right? And you might build websites for anybody, a custom website for anybody on your other plan, on your in your generalist site. But on your niche specialized side, you might build lower cost websites for home services businesses entirely, right? So there's different ways that you can adjust that. You could do both. I'm going to say this. If you are going to choose one, then start with going niche with a solution-oriented approach. What I mean by solution-oriented approach, and I got that language, similar language at least, from Lee Blue, great guy you can go check out on YouTube and everywhere else. He owns a program called Double Stack and Blue Theory. Go with the solution-oriented approach that is niche in nature. In other words, provide a specific solution for people in your niche that you're going after, walk them through that process, and that's your sales funnel. That's your sales process. And you're building out a niche offering that you can take and do lots of things with. So that's what I encourage you to do, is to consider niching down first, going general if you want to. I think that's going to provide you better long-term results than if you start general and then try to go niche later on. It's a longer road to hoe. It's harder to get noticed. And especially as I record this in 2024, I think that's a losing game personally. Unless by general, you're niching down to your local area and then building websites for all kinds of businesses within that. Even that's harder to do, but at least a little bit easier. So at least consider niching at least to your locality and the surrounding areas if you're going to go generalist and then try to get really well known as the expert in what you do for your local area. All right. Hope this was a helpful episode for you. You guys take care and we'll catch you on the next one. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.